With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The new cabinet has hit the ground running, wasting no time in meeting Wednesday morning. CIGTV's LaVita Thompson has more.
The National Coalition for the Cayman Islands has already begun its work as the government of the day, less than 24 hours after being sworn in. Cabinet met for the first phase of their orientation, which included presentations by Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen, and Deputy Governor Honorable Franz Manderson on their roles in government. There were also similar presentations from the Attorney General, Cabinet Secretary, and Financial Secretary.
As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, lawmakers followed up this week's swearing-in ceremony of the new National Coalition for Caymanians administration by meeting in Parliament on Wednesday to set several committees. In addition to the Public Accounts Committee, Kenneth Bryan, Roy Tatum, Chris Saunders, Julie Hunter, Wayne Panton, and Roy McTaggart as chair, lawmakers also elected members for the Standing House Committee. Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson.
Charged with the duty to make recommendations to the House in respect of matters affecting the working conditions, comfort, and facilities of members and the officers of the House, the operation and maintenance of the library of the House, the maintenance, upkeep, furnishing, and equipment of the Parliament building and its precincts.
Those members are Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, Nicholas DaCosta, Heather Bodden, Roy Tatum, and Joey Hugh. The committee that will oversee the operations of the Office of the Ombudsman are Jay Ebanks, Gary Ruddy, Julie Hunter, Chris Saunders, and Perlina McGall-Lumpston. A quick reminder for CUC customers living on Tempest Way in Windsor Park in Georgetown, there will be some interruptions to your electrical service today between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. as crews work to upgrade line hardware in the area. Motorists are also asked to be careful when driving around Tempest Way because the power company will have a number of vehicles and personnel in the area. And the next Reefs Go Live is tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy that you could join us. Welcome to Reefs Go Live.
You can join tomorrow's live stream from under the crystal waters of Little Cayman from 10 a.m. The Central Caribbean Marine Institute will be sharing the results of the team's Darwin Plus funded project, mapping the endangered coral species at dive sites around the island, as well as the work the team has been doing to restore these corals for future generations. You can register for the free live stream by heading to donate.reefresearch.org. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. India and Pakistan have for the first time carried out mass drone attacks targeting each other's military installations. Pakistan said it had shot down 25 Indian drones, some far from the disputed region of Kashmir. India said it had neutralised an air defence system in Lahore. Roman Catholic cardinals have held two more inconclusive votes on who will become the next pope. These were signalled by black smoke billowing from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. The 133 cardinal electors will hold up to two further votes on Thursday. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of violating the three-day truce unilaterally declared by President Putin. Branding it a farce, Ukraine's foreign minister said Russian forces had attacked across the entire front line. Russia's defense ministry accused the Ukrainian military of trying to make an incursion into the Kursk region. Britain is holding a service at Westminster Abbey in London to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe. Other European capitals are holding their own events. Israeli security forces have forced three schools in East Jerusalem, run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, to close. Hundreds of students have been sent home. Israel has carried out another wave of airstrikes in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hezbollah site. The paramilitary RSF have targeted Sudanese army territory for a fifth day. Drones targeted Sudan's main naval base. President Trump has derided the chairman of the US Federal Reserve after the bank voted not to lower interest rates. He wrote, "Jerome Powell is a fool who doesn't have a clue. Other than that, I like him very much." And an Australian jury has found two men guilty of murdering Cassius Turvey, a 15-year-old Aboriginal schoolboy. His death in 2022 sparked protests countrywide. BBC News.